Hello, 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 and look at us. We are here on time. You are listening to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. Happy Saturday. Every Saturday from 12 to 2, I'm DJ Lesta.
Hey, this is DJ Lento.
And you were just listening to Banana Split before this, every Saturday from 10 to 12, so check them out. We started off there with Amel and the Sniffers with Freaks to the Front, our theme song, if you will. And we're going to do a show today. We're talking about a little bit of punk right now is sort of what we're thinking of starting with. A little bit of maybe not strictly punk, because our next song is going to be Viagra Boys, Punk Rock Loser. Not exactly a punk band, but they're
punk adjacent.
Punk adjacent, exactly. So that's what we're sort of trying to go for, at least for the beginning of our show. We're taking it as we go, thinking about what feels good. So, yeah, welcome. Welcome. We're here on time. We're rested. We're getting caffeinated.
Caffeinated.
We're getting fed. Shout out to Horsey's having a breakfast this morning.
Yeah.
And we are happy to be here. So just a couple punk rock losers coming at you from Radio Valencia. This is Viagra Boys.
I warned you then that, baby, I don't seem insane, but I fucking am. And I'm rocking a little gold chain that ain't real gold. I told you it's looking fake. I spend my money elsewhere on different things that come in little plastic bags, and they disappear the same way. The same way. I ain't your average normal dude, it sure ain't glamorous. I keep things loose, I ain't your average punk rock loser, yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool. I try to warn you, I'm loose. I try to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. And I don't go to parties where folks get dressed up. I go to the function just to fuck shit up. I want you, baby, that ain't juice in my cup. It's promethazine and a little 7-Up. I try to warn you that I'm bad and I'm loose. I'm looser than a piece of low-hanging fruit. I ain't your average normal dude, it sure ain't glamorous. But I keep things loose, I ain't your average punk rock loser, yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool. I'm loose. I said I'm loose, man. Yes.
Don't give a fuck about you, I could really care less. I ain't your average normal dude, I sure ain't glamorous, but I keep things loose. I ain't your average punk rock loser, yeah, I'm a savage. I'm really cool, I'm really cool, and most of all, I'm loose.
Feeling man and fucking feet on this Saturday.
I'm feeling pretty decent.
Yeah. I mean, we got a good night's sleep last night, so that's good. That was Idols. Before that, we had Viagra Boys. And before that, we had Amel and the Sniffers. Welcome, welcome to Freaks to the Front on RadioValencia.fm. Happy Saturday. We are here from 12 to 2, spinning a lot of fun music. So thanks for tuning in. We're starting off today with a little bit of punk adjacent, talking about punk type of music, and then we'll see what happens. How are you feeling? What's going on, DJ Lento?
I'm thinking about the movie we watched last night.
It's true. We watched Taxi Driver.
That you never watched before.
I had never seen it before.
You kind of need to be educated a bit.
I do, on film. Yeah. Yeah, you're helping.
I'm helping. I'm not that educated either, but, you know, there's some staples that you have to watch.
Yeah, up next, and that's Goodfellas. One of them.
Goodfellas. And then we have to remember if we watched together Reservoir Dogs.
I think we did, but we'll double check.
Okay.
Anyway, it was fun. I fell asleep, but then I woke up, and you know.
I fell asleep on and off, but I watched it already.
I got the general idea.
Yeah.
Just a
quick comment. I think I was dreaming in my head last night the scene where Robert De Niro gets all those guns and starts like preparing for the shootings that he had to do.
I found it pretty funny in those scenes, like his way of, like when he's first starting off and he's looking in the mirror, the you talking to me moments, his way of like burnishing the guns was very flamboyant.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think the whole point of that movie is, you know, the fact that he's clearly unwell, you know, is a veteran, that he can't sleep, and he works night shift on the taxi because
he can't sleep.
And he's just like completely living in a different world, and he's so traumatized, and he starts hating on everybody, and soon after, you know, when things go wrong with the ladies that he's trying to, you know, be a nice person with, when not even them, they're nice to him, and specifically, what's her name?
The first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but why should she be nice to him? He was a fucking creep, an asshole to her.
Yeah, and he brought her to a porno.
But that wasn't even the worst part. When he, like, grabbed her arm after that, he was just like the guy in his taxi who grabbed onto the second girl, Iris. I mean, he was getting there. He wasn't kicking the shit out of her, but he was getting there. And
exactly, and that's what I mean, that it's a very interesting story, I think, because he's clearly unwell. He's clearly like sort of doing the things that he despises society for and what he sees around in Brooklyn. But then in his own mind,
everywhere,
he was kind of like a superhero, you know. So he was like, I'm gonna purge all of this.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had a few stressful dreams about this movie last night, but
I had some stressful dreams too.
Yeah.
Not about the movie, though.
Okay. We can get into that later.
Another time.
But yeah, let's do some housekeeping first. I just wanted to shout out a few people.
Absolutely.
First, we have our good neighbors and friends, Juliana and Hector.
They're moving away from us.
They're moving away from San Francisco. How would you ever move away from San Francisco?
Well, we've always said unless you move abroad, and that's what they're doing. So we'll miss you guys. It's been so fun living next to you. I wish we discovered you sooner. But it's been really fun.
I mean, we haven't been around for that long.
No. But thank you guys for being like really friendly people in the building. You seem to know everybody, and that says a lot about who you are. So we'll miss you. We'll come visit you.
And
it's been great. Who else are we trying to shout out?
I want to shout out Marriage. He might be listening to us. Shout out.
We hope to have you here next week.
Yeah.
We are here, you know, every Saturday from 12 to 2. Please stop by.
Stop by.
Not only people we know, people we don't know as well.
Well, we see him in horses, for sure.
Yes.
That's what happens.
We will definitely, definitely see you at Horses. I'm trying to get the sound effect.
You have to press it.
There we go. Sorry, that took a little too long. Anyway, shout out to Horses as well.
This reminds also of, did we talk about our
horse
trip?
Adventure? I don't think we did.
Oh my god.
We spent the whole week of Christmas riding Horses in the fucking desert mountains in Arizona. Shout out to my parents. Shout out to Elkhorn Ranch, who had us. Shout out to my parents, who hosted us.
Basically, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. It was so much fun. We really enjoyed our time there. It was...
Yeah, if you ever want a nice cowboy adventure and you're around Arizona, Tucson, go check out that ranch.
And also, you need to have a lot of money to do it.
Well...
So, just so you know.
Not everybody is poor as hell, us.
But most people are. Anyway, yeah,
very cool.
So, anyway, we're gonna move along with some more tunes. What do we got up next, DJ Lento?
So I have one of my favorites, I would say, or at least a very iconic band, Fugazi, coming up. This is from their 1990 record, Repeater, and this song is called Repeater.
But we don't have to tread. No, we don't have to. I'm bouncing hard with no room to give. Living my life as if my head ain't a complete sieve. Hold your horses, bandage up his bloody knees. Poor thing's been exhausted since 83. But from the causeway, it's hard to see the full extent of the damage. You couldn't see the woods for the trees. Fuck me, how am I supposed to cope? The age of the gentrified savage, there's no hope. It's these days that think they've been undone by. They've never even looked at an iron lung like I did once. They've got the whole thing wrong, just bumbling along on the bottom rung, sucking each other off and popping designer bonds. It's a constant hit. It's not worth what you're paying for it. In my day, the gear on the street was so weak, it could eat your ambition in a matter of weeks, just trying to envision the peak, and that's bleak. And that's bleak. A discontent, the constant burden that makes sense. It won't relax, it won't repent. I'll be remaining in this mess. The overload, a discontent, the constant burden that makes sense. It won't relax, it won't repent. I'll be remaining in this mess. Is if you want to make some decent money from it, you'd better off kicking that dickhead singer you got in out the band and getting yourself a gig down the Grand. I know the landlord, Fat Andy, and I bet he'd be up for giving you a leg up if you just give him a hand. Just don't be doing originals, play the standards and don't get political. I know what that dickhead singer's like. He'll end up in the back of an ambulance with the mic stand rammed up his ass twice over, all because he couldn't ignore the flag and be polite. Show some respect and listen to my advice, because if you don't challenge me on anything, you'll find I'm actually very nice. Are you listening? I'm actually very fucking nice.
right, everyone.
Sorry, it was a bass outro that I mistakenly.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do an episode on outros at some point because I love a good outro.
Oh,
that was one of my first ideas for the show, and we haven't done it yet. But
I also want to do an episode on covers.
Yes, I was just thinking that. I was initially opposed to it, but there's so many good covers out there, and we're gonna do an. You had initially joked about doing an episode on bad covers, and I was really sad about that.
On jazz.
On jazz. That was what I was calling bad covers, I think.
If there's a place in hell next to the circle of reggaeton artists, it's gonna be
it's smooth jazz, jazz. Yeah, absolutely.
Probably they're in the same circle.
I don't know, they might be different circles just because they're very different genres, but
yeah, but it's just like a product music, you know.
Yeah,
like sellout.
Yeah, yeah, we really hate reggaeton in this room.
I would say we hate it.
I would say we really dislike
it. I am
it.
All about emancipation of people through art and whatever
of
they want to do. Just don't play it for me.
And also, it's just like, come up with more than one beat. I don't know, there's one beat for the entire genre.
You know that there's been a literal, like, lawsuit against, I think, Bad Bunny or some other
I'm artist. Not surprised, because it's literally, it's is it, like, a copyright and, like,
yeah. infringement.
Because it's every song has the same beat. It just drives me crazy. Do a little something else. Do a little.
What?
I don't know. I was trying that one out. but yeah, that wasn't great. But
Royal Cuckoo.
Let's keep going. We got a lot of music ahead of us today. We're playing some
bangers.
Bangers, exactly. So we got Dead Kennedys that we
No.
We just played, exactly.
No.
Sorry.
No. This was
Oh no, we're playing Dead Kennedys next. I don't know. I'm forgetting what the hell we are playing today.
We played Crack Cloud.
Crack Cloud. We played Fugazi and then Crack Cloud.
Crack
and
Cloud.
Now we're moving on to the OCs and then Dead Kennedys and then a good old Yard Act song we're going to play after that. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's actually, we're playing the Clash. We already played Yard Act.
What's that?
My brain is not working as well as I thought it would today. We already played Yard Act.
Katrina. DJ Lesta.
Let's move on. We'll be right back. You talking to me?
I guess.
I love that song.
Yeah,
that was really fun.
So much fun.
It reminds me of when we first met each other, actually. You were always singing that song.
Really?
And also, that is such a jukebox song for you.
I know. I think I put it on and
at the Sevens.
Yeah.
For the first time. Shout out to the Sevens. But, yeah. That was a bar in my old neighborhood in Boston. It's pretty
sick.
Shout
out to the Seven. That's actually a pretty sick place.
Yeah, and Jules. Very cool owner of a bar.
Yeah, very cool.
But yeah, we had the Clash with Police on My Back.
Yeah, I thought to do a little Amarcord, like old punk timey sections.
Yeah. Although that one was my idea.
Initially, but you had I added two more songs that we're about to
listen to. I know. I'm excited about it. Why don't you tell us about them?
All right. why you say it like that? Why don't you tell them about them?
I don't know. Just why don't you?
I'm just a girl from California. Alabama Street. Anyway.
But we don't live on Alabama Street, just for the record.
No. But it's fun to call it.
It
like
is
that.
Fun. Yeah, you really like to say the word Alabama.
So next up we have Bad Brains, fucking sick band actually. Do you know of them? I think I mentioned.
I know of them. I don't know them. So I was initially a little bit opposed to this.
They're a hardcore band from Jamaica. Okay, this is politically correct to say.
Yeah.
And they...
Why would it not be?
I'm just telling you in advance so you don't call me names. Okay.
All right. Talk to us.
So, they're a Jamaican band that I think lived in New York for some time, and they happened to be there during the hardcore like time in New York, which was like, I think, the 80s. But yeah, hardcore was a thing in New York, and they were playing reggae, but they also wanted to play hardcore, and so their records are mostly hardcores, but there's a lot of reggae too, and there's a lot of reggae like imagery to it, which is kind of punk too in a way.
All right, like, I'm open to it.
Okay, and then they also, I mean, we'll say it later, but they were, you know, because of religious reasons, they were kicked out of some places because they were not very friendly with gay people and the queer community. So
fuck that.
Yeah, of course. But they're still very respected because they were, I mean, they were just so big in the scene, and they were extremely respected in before this, of course. Anyway, Eye Against Eye, pretty famous song, but I'm kind of digestible. But I highly recommend go check out their most famous records. They are incredible. And then we have the Stooges, which will conclude our old-timey punk
for the
session.
Moment. We might go back.
We might go back, yeah, why not? With 1970, so yeah, enjoy.
Follow whatever, go against I.
I'm just popping on quickly to say that I really fucking liked that. So I don't know why you give me this look. Like, is it okay if I play Bad Brains next? Like, fuck yeah, anytime now.
Okay.
So we're going to go right back into the Stooges as
we
planned.
This song is very digestible, though, compared to others.
Well, I'll just have to check out more.
I'm happy to play more.
All right. But we're going to play the Stooges. I just wanted to pop back on briefly just to say that. So,
thank you.
1970. And then we've got some Lambrini. Then we've got some Lambrini girls after that. And yes, thank you.
We'll
I like
the vibe a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.